Abstain. We left off on Tess Ahmed Bey's 2, 4, 6, 7 lines up. We were discussing initially the source for the halacha that one can be mekadesh a woman with bia. Rabbi Yochanan had said, based on the pasuk of Be'ulas Baal, Rebbe had said, based on the pasuk of Kiyikach Ish Isha Uve Allah. And we had then explained that Rabbi Yochanan, who derives Kiddushei Bia from the pasuk of Be'ulas Baal, he in turn interprets the pasuk of Kiyikach Ish Isha Uve Allah to tell me that only a woman, a wife, can be married with Bia, but a Amin Evriya cannot be acquired with Bia. And we had said that according to Rebbe, Rebbe derives Kiyikach Ish Isha Uve Allah. It doesn't say Uva'al, it says Uva Allah teaches me, according to Rebbe, two dinim. So Kiyikach Ish Isha Uva Allah teaches me, number one, that you can be married to a woman through Kiddushei Bia. And it teaches me also, number two, that you cannot be Kona and Am Evriya through Bia. So that was how Rebbe explains the pasuk of Kiyikach Ish Isha Uve Allah. So now the Gemara picks up and says as follows. Well, the Rava de Amar, according to Rava, who says, Bar Ahina Asperali, that Bar Ahina explained the pasuk to me, Kiyikach Ish Isha Uve Allah means Kedushin Hamasuin Labia Habu Kedushin, only Kedushin that enables Bia is a valid Kedushin, whereas Kedushin She'ein Masuin Labia Lo Habu Kedushin, Kedushin that does not enable Bia is not a valid Kedushin. Meaning, Rashi explains, a man is Mekadesh with Kesef to one of two women. But these two women are sisters. And he says, I am hereby being Mekadesh one of these two women. Well, which one? You didn't make it clear. You didn't specify. Now, the problem is that if you're married to one of the two women, you can never have be with either one of them because you don't know which is your wife. You don't know which is your wife's sister. Your wife's sister is Nisr Karis. Your wife, well, that's of course Mutter, but you have to know who she is. So if you're Mekadesh in a very vague fashion, one of two sisters, there's no possibility of Bia here, and Memela, the Kedushin, is not Chal altogether, because it's not Kedushin that is Mesur and Labia. It's not Kedushin that enables Bia. So that is a halacha that Rava says we derive from the pasuk of Kiyikach Ish Isha Uva Allah, that the Kiyikach, the Kedushin, has to result in or enable Bia. So if that's what Rava darshens from this pasuk of Kiyikach Ish Isha Uva Allah, so then the Gemara says, Ma'ikal Meimar. Well, then how do you know that you can be Mekadosh with Bia altogether? How do you know that you cannot be Mekadosh, Bekonan, Am Evriya with Bia? And those, all those other drashas that we derive from this pasuk, if Rav is using this pasuk to teach me the din that Kedushin, She'ein, Mesur, and Labia will have a Kedushin, so how do you know these other halachos that you can be Mekadosh, a woman with Bia altogether, that you cannot be Konan, Am Evriya with Bia? And says the Gemara, Im Kain, because if so, Nichtov Kra O Be'Allah. The Pasuk could have said, Kiyikach Ish Isha O Be'Allah. You can acquire a woman through Kesef, or you can acquire her through Bia, if that's the only intent of the Pasuk. Why does it say O Be'Allah? So the Gemara explains, my uva Allah, shma mina kulu. The fact that it says, kikach ish isha uva Allah, teaches me not just that you can mekadesh a woman through Bia, not just that you can't be Konan Am Evriya with Bia, but also that Kedushin that doesn't enable Bia is not a valid Kedushin. Okay, so the Gemara now says, the Rebbe, who said that ki yikach ish isha uva Allah teaches me that you can be mekadesh through bia, hai beulas ba'al my avid lay. So what does he derive from Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk? And Rabbi Yochanan had said the phrase beulas ba'al teaches me that a woman can become married through bia. But Rabbi doesn't need the pasuk for that because he darshens it from ki yikach ish isha uva Allah. So what does he do with the pasuk of beulas ba'al? Answers the Gemara. Hai mebayale, he darshens it as follows. Ba'al, osa, osa, be'ula, shlokadarka, ve'ein, acher, osa, osa, be'ula, shlokadarka. Rabbi darshens the pasuk to mean that only a husband who has bia with his wife, shlokadarka, will render her a be'ula, as opposed to a basula. But if someone who's not her husband has bia with her shalo kedarka, that does not negate her status of basula. So that's what Rebbe will dash from vihi ulas ba'al. Ulas ba'al meaning, if her husband has bia with her shalo kedarka, she's no longer a basula, she's now ba'ula. But if somebody else has bia with her shalo kedarka, she's still retains her status as a besula, not just physically, but also halachically. Because that's how Rebbe is going to darshan this pasuk of v'hi be'ulas ba'al. So Gemara asks, well, does Rebbe really actually hold that way? Is that what Rebbe holds? After all, says the Gemara, umi yisla the Rebbe ha'svar, does Rebbe hold that if someone other than her husband has be with her shlo kedarka, that she is still a besula? That doesn't appear to be the case. But Tanya, the Braisa says, Ba'u aleha asar anashim. If 10 men have bia with a woman who is a na'ara mi'urasa besula. Now the din is, if a woman is a na'ara mi'urasa and besula, and she is then mezana, so there's a chiv skila for such an adulterous act. Chiv skila. What happens if more than one person has bia with her, and each have bia with her shalo kedarka? Does she still retain the status of na'ara me'urasa besula to the mechayev skila to each of those individuals who were mezana with her? That's the question. So the Braisa tells us, bo'ala saranashim, 10 men have bia with her, badain hi besula, but it was bia shlo kedarka, so she's still a besula. Kulam beskila. According to Chachamim, each and every one of them is chaya skila, because she was still a besula, still a besula, still a besula, and they each had bia shlo kedarka with her, so they're each chaya skila. That's Chachamim. Rabbi Amar Rabbi says no. Omar Ani, I say, harishon beskila. The first one who had bia with her shlo kedarka, he's chaya skila. Because as far as he was concerned, she was a na'ara, mu'rasa, besula. However, the kulam b'chenek, but every subsequent individual who has bia with her, according to Rebbe, for the second and third and on, she's no longer a besula. Even though the prior individual had bia with her, shlo kedarka, but bottom line is, she still loses her status as a besula, and therefore the subsequent adulterers are only chayav chenek, they're not chayav skila. So the question is, you see from here that Rebbe in fact holds that not just her husband, but anyone who has bia with her shlo kedarka undermines her status as a basula. So you just told me before that Rebbe darshens the pasuk which says beulas ba'al to mean that only when her husband has bia shlo kedarka she becomes a beula and she's no longer a basula. But now we see that even if anyone else has bia with her shlo kedarka, she loses the status of besula, she becomes a be'ula, top of the amud. Omar, Rabbi Zera explains, Moda Rabbi le'inyin kenas dekulhu mishalmi. Even though we just explained that when it comes to chiv skila, chiv chenek, when someone is mezaneh with a na'ara me'urasa besula. So the first person who has bia with her, even shlo kedarka, removes her status as a besula. But when it comes to the din of kenas, kenas meaning she wasn't a na'ara me'urasa. She was a na'ara besula. She wasn't married. And someone rapes a woman who is a na'ara besula who's not me'urasa. So then the din is he pays a kenas of chamishim kesef to her father. That's also in Parshas Kisetze that Kiyimsa ish na'ara basula asher lo orasa usfasa v'shochav ima v'nimtso v'nosan ha'ish ha'shochav ima la'viya na'ara chamishim kasef. So if she wasn't a na'ara marasa, she was just a na'ara basula, the person who rapes her has to pay the father 50 silver coins and has to keep her as a wife, unless she, of course, declines. So in that context, says Reb Zera, Rebbe agrees le'inyin knas dekula mishalmi, that if more than one person had beer with her, shelo kedarka, she still is a basula with regard to each one, and each one is chayav knas, 50 kesef to her father. That's where Rebbe darshins that someone else other than her husband has beer with her, shelo kedarka, she remains a basula. So the Gemara asks, maishna miktala. Why, when it comes to men who rape a nara, me'urasa besula, shalo kedarka, we say that only the first one is chayev skila. For the rest, she's a ba'ula, and they're chayev chenek. And when it comes yet to kenas, when she's not a nara me'urasa, and she's raped by numerous individuals, shalo kedarka, she's considered a besula with regard to each one, and they're each chayev kenas chamishim kesef. Why the difference? Answers the Gemara, Shani Hassan, with regard to a Na'ara Me'urasa, where the adulterers are Chayav Skila, it's different. To Omar Kra, the Pasuk says, Umeis Ha'ish Asher Shachav Ima Levado. Because the Pasuk emphasizes only he, the man who rapes her, is Chayav Skila, but she is not because she was helpless, powerless. So, the word levado, we argue, teaches us that only the first one who has beer with her shlokadarka is chayev skila for having had beer with a nara besula, me'urasa, but the second and third and on are not chayev skila, only chayev chen. Gemara asks further, v'rabbanan hay levado my avdile. So the rabbanan who say that each and every person who had beer with her shlokadarka, she's still considered a basula, they're each chayev skila. So what do they use the word levado to teach me? That says the Gemara, mibay lehu, they dash the word levado as follows. Look to Tanya, as the Brisa says. Umesu gam shnehem. The Pasuk says that if the relationship was consensual, so then both of them die. Both of them are chayv misa. Now this is with regard to Eishes Ish, who's Mizana. They're both chayv misa. So we darshan ad sheyihyu shavin ke'echad divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia says that the man is only chayv misa if the woman's chayv misa. In other words, they both have to be above the age of 12/13 years old. So when an Eishes Ish is Mizana with a man, if they're both Gadol and Gadola, then they're both Chayav Misa. But if he's a Gadol and she's a Ketana, Rabbi Yoshe says he's not Chayav Misa. Whereas Rabbi Yonason says no. Umeis ha'ish asher shachav ima levado. He darshens the word levado that we had just asked about to teach me that even if the man's a Gadol and she's a Ketana, the bottom line is she's an Eishes Ish, so then he alone will be Chayav Misa, she won't. One last comment, the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yochanan, hay svara min alei. So how does Rabbi Yochanan, who darshined the din of Kiddushe Bia from the phrase of Be'ulas Ba'al, so how does he know this Kiddush, that only the Bia Shelo Kedarka of a Ba'al negates her status as a Basula? That says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan will say, Im kein nichtov kra Be'ulas Ish. The Pasuk, when speaking of an Eishes Ish being Mizana, it could have said she's a Be'ulas Ish. Why does it say my Be'ulas Ba'al? Shmamina Tati. Rulas Baal teaches me not just the din that you can be mekadesh a woman through Bia, but also the din that only the husband who has Bia Shloka Darka will negate her status as a Basula, but anybody else, she still retains her status as a Basula if they have Bia with her Shloka Darka. Two dots. Ibailu, the Gemara asks, Tchilas Bia Kona, Osof Bia Kona. Does the beginning of the Bia process conclude the Kedushin Kenyan? Or maybe it's only the end of the Bia process that concludes the Kedushin Kenyan? Nafkamina. What's a Nafkamina? Kigon Sheharaba Upashta Yada, the Kibla Kedushin Miacher. Let's say the husband to be begins the Bia process. Before the conclusion of the Bia process, she accepts Kedushin from somebody else. So whose Kedushin is Tofes? That's the question here. So we're trying to pinpoint what exactly is that which is Kona, her regard to Kedushin. Is it the beginning of the Bia process or is it the conclusion of the Bia process? Or perhaps a more likely nafkamina is the following, the Gemara says, Inami, or how about this? The Kohen Gadol, the Kakani Besula Bibiya. A Kohen Gadol, who we know, is only allowed to marry a Besula. So the question the Gemara asks is he allowed to be Mekadesh a Besula through Bia? In other words, if a Kohen Gadol is Mekadesh a woman through Kasef and Shtar, okay, as long as she's a Besula, that works. He married a Besula, good enough. Can he be Mekadesh a Besula through Bia? If you assume Tchilas Bia Kona, that the Kedushin takes effect with the beginning of the Bia process, fine. As soon as Bia process begins, Kedushin is Chal, she's a Besula, all is good. But if Sof Bia Kona, if it's the conclusion of the Bia process that creates the Kedushin, now I have a problem. The Kohen Gadol, by the time the Bia process is concluded, she's no longer a Besula anymore. You can't now have Kedushin take effect for the Kohen Gadol if the woman he's being Mekadesh is no longer Basula. So if you assume that Sof Bia Kona, if you assume it's the end of the Bia process that makes the Kedushin, then you'd have to conclude that a Kohen Gadol cannot be Mekadesh a woman with Bia. He can be Mekadesh her with Kesef, because that way she remains a Basula through and through. He can be Mekadesh her with Shtar, that way she remains a Basula through and through, but he can't be Mekadesh her with Bia if the Kedushin only takes effect by the time the Bia process has concluded. So that's what the Gemara is suggesting with regard to this question as to whether Tchilas Bia Kona or Sof Bia Kona. That would be a Nafkamina. And the Gemara says, Mai what's the din? Amar Meimar Mishmei Derava Kol HaBoel Daito Al Gemara Bia. We assume that it's the conclusion of the Bia process that creates the Kinyan of Kedushin, which would mean that Kohen Gadol cannot marry a woman through Bia. He can only marry a woman through Kesef and Shtar. Now, of course, once he's married her, then he can live with her normally. Now she's my wife, now I can live with her normally. But to create the Kedushin, she must be a Besula throughout the Kedushin process, so Kohen Gadol cannot marry her with Bia, because by the time the Kedushin's Chal, the Bia has concluded, and the woman is no longer a Besula, that does not work for Kohen Gadol. To that. Ibrahim Lukman asks, Bia Nisuin Osa O Erisin Osa. This might think touch upon what you were discussing yesterday, George. When one is Mekadesh a woman with Bia, does the Bia in one fell swoop accomplish both Kedushin and Nisuin? What do we say? No. Erisin Osa. Bia does Erisin, Kedushin. You still have to follow up with Nisuin afterwards. So that's the Gemara's question. When one is Mekadesh with Bia, does that automatically render her not just an Arusa, but also a Nesua? What do we say? No. Kedusha Bia is like Kedusha Kesef, it's like Kedusha Shtar. All it does is it makes her a Mekudeshes, but you still have to do Nesuin afterwards. Nafkamina. What's the Nafkamina between Kedushin and Nesuin? And what changes, bottom line? And we know, of course, that a woman who's an Arusa still lives with her father, in times Chazal, for another year. And then she moves into her husband's house when there's nisuin. Okay, so where she lives, her mailing address will change. But besides that, halachically what changes? See, here the Gemara gives the list. Nafkamina, the nafkamina will be liyorsha. Does the husband have a right to be yorisher? That only kicks in after nisuin. Vilatamila, if he's a kohen, can he be metamid for her if she dies? That begins after nisuin. Ulafana derel, the din of afar sadarim, that begins after nisuin. So all these dinim, yerusha, tuma, afaras nadarim, they only begin after nisuin. So what does bia accomplish? Is it accomplish only erusin or even nisuin? That's the Gemara's question. If bia accomplishes nisuin, yarsha umetamila umefin adarel, then boom, right away, the husband is entitled to be yarisher. He can be metami for her. He can be made for nadareha. Whereas v'i amrat erisin osa. But if all bia accomplishes is erisin, eno yarsha ve'eno metamila ve'eno mefer nadareha. Well then, if all accomplishes is erisin, the husband is not yet entitled to the yerusha of the woman if she dies, to be metami for her if she dies, if he's a kohen, to be made for her nadareha. So my what's the din? What does be accomplished? Amar Bai attempts to prove as follows Tashma. The Brisa says, Ha'av zakai bebito, the rights of a father to his young daughter before she's a bogeris are as follows. Bekidur Shah, he has the right to determine whether to marry her off or not. Bekasef b'shtar b'biya, whether it's kedushin through kasef or shtar b'biya, he makes the determination. Bezakai, he's also entitled to b'mitzi asa, whatever she finds, the ma'aseh deha, her income, b'faras nadarel, to make for her nadarim. Umekabel's gita, if she had been married already, and the husband divorces her, and she was still an arusa, not an asua, the father is the one who receives the get. Ve'en ochel peros b'chaya, but he's not entitled to consume the peros of the property that she may have inherited from her maternal grandfather. Okay, so if the girl, who's not yet a bogeris, wants to get married, the father has the rights to the kedushin. He has the rights to mitzia, to ma'aseh daim, to afaras nadarim. And he says, once she has nisuin, all those rights go to the husband. In addition to which, yes, the baal has even more rights. He gets to eat the peres of the property she inherited. The father didn't, but the husband does. This is the braisa. Says Abaye, ksani bia, uksani nises. The Brisa spoke first of kedushin through kesef shtar and bia, and then it speaks of, oh, and when she becomes an asua, the husband gets the rights. That implies that's two different things. There's kedushin through bia, and then subsequently there's nisuin. That's a bias attempted raya, and the Gemara rejects the raya. No. Ki ksani nises ashara. Maybe the nises means, in reference to the kesef kedushin, in reference to the shtar kedushin, if those are followed up by nisuin, really, it could be that when you have Kedusha Bia, it's Nisuin too. When the Brisa speaks of Kedushin followed by Nisuin, it means Kedusha Kesef followed by Nisuin, Kedusha Shtar followed by Nisuin. So no Raya from here. Amar Rava. Rava says, Tashma, I'll bring you Raya. We learn as follows. Bas Shalosh Shanim V'Yom Echad, a three-year-old girl. At that point, Miskadeshes Bia, she can now become the Kodesh Estrubia. V'im Ba'aleha Yavam. And if a Yavam has to be with her in the time she's 3 years up, Kana. At that point also, Yivam kicks in. V'chayavin Aleha Mishamesh Esish. And from 3 years old and up, at that point, if someone's Mazana with her after she had been married off by her father, it's Chayav Misa. And if she becomes an Ida and has Bia, her husband will also become Tameh for 7 days, like she is. But to what extent? Sigmar says in another vase, Letameh Mishkav Tachton, the husband will become Tameh insofar as his ability to be Metameh that which he lies upon. But only ke'elyon, only to the same extent that a zav is metami, that which is upon him. It's now a couple of concepts here. The Gemara speaks of Mishkav Tachton Ke'elyon. We know there's a din of Moshav and Mishkav, that when someone is Tameh and Idah, Azav, so that which is underneath them becomes Tameh. But whereas when it comes to Anida, whatever she sits on or lies on, will become Tameh, even if it's a Kli, even if it's a person. Because Anida can be Tameh, even Adam v'Kalim, if it's through Mishkav and Moshav. But the Gemara says that when this woman who's 3 years old and up is Anida and has Bia and makes her husband Tameh, the husband will also be Metameh that which is underneath him, the Tameh Mishkav Tachton, but his ability to Metameh Mishkav Tachton doesn't extend to being Metameh Adam V'Kalim. He's Metameh only Ke'alyon, which is a reference to the Gemara says, Anida to the Elyono Shal Zav, to what is upon a Zav. That which is upon a Zav only becomes Tameh if it's food and drink, not if it's a Kli. So this Bo'al Nida will be Metameh Mishkav Tachton Ke'al Yonel Shel Zav. Rashi explains that the husband of this girl, Zanida, will be Metameh, that which is underneath him, Moshav and Mishkav, but not like an Avatumah, who has the ability to be Metameh Adam Mekalim, like a Nidu can, but rather, he'll be Metameh only Ochlen and Mashkin, like the El Yonel Shel Zav, like that which is upon a Zav. Okay. Furthermore, says the Braisa, V'im nises la kohen, and if she marries a kohen, achas b'truma, she eats truma. V'im ba'al lehal echad mikol ra'as shebetara, and if an erba has beer with her, v'masin ayoda, v'chayv misa, v'hi p'tura, she's a ketana, she's still potter. V'im ba'al lehal echad min apsulin, and if a pasul has beer with her, for example, an eved, a guy, Haslam and Akuna. From that point on, she can no longer marry Cohen. This is the Bryce that Rava quotes. Says Rava, Ksani Bia, Ksani Nises. The Bryce spoke of this 3-year-old girl having Bia. It said on Amun Aleph, she's miskadeshes b'Bia. And then it spoke of V'im Nises. Once again, two separate things. Miskadeshes b'Bia, Nises. Doesn't that prove that Bia is only Erisin, not Nisuin? And says the Gemara, no, not a raya. Hachikam, this is pshat. E hani nisuin de koeninu. If the kedusha bia we spoke of, which perhaps we're saying now could be nisuin, if that was with a kohen, then ochelas b'truma shikini truma. So again, you can't prove that there are two separate things, kedusha bia and nisuin. It could be that kedusha bia is also nisuin, even in this brisa. So still no raya. Tashma, bring another raya. Ukvar shalach ben bag Yochanan ben Bagbag etzel abihidu ben besera. The Raisa says that Yochanan ben Bagbag sent a message to Abihudu ben besera. Lenitzivan, in the town of Lenitzivan. Say as follows. Shamati alecha, I heard about you. Sha'ata omer arusa bas Yisrael b'chalas b'truma. I heard about you that you said that a Bas Yisrael who is an Arusa to a Kohen can already eat Truma. So Yochanan ben Bagbag is asking in surprise to Ibn Bezerah, did you really say such a thing? That even after Erisin, already she can eat Truma? Shalach lo, Yehuda ben Bezerah responds, V'ata iyata omer kein, and you don't agree? Muchzikani bachshata bakir b'chadre Torah. I heard about you that you are expert in Torah. And you don't even know how to derive a halacha from a kavachomer, namely as follows. Now keep in mind, what he's trying to prove is that a Bas Yisrael who has Erisin is allowed to eat truma right away. If her Erisin is to a Kohen, obviously. What's this kavachomer? Uma shivcha kananis. When it comes to shivcha kananis, she'ein bi asa machilasa b'truma. If a Kohen has bia with the shivcha kananis, that doesn't entitle her to have truma. However, kaspa machilasa b'truma, if he pays for her, she becomes his kinyan kasef. Then she could eat truma. So if that's the case, zu, when it comes to an arusa, bas Yisrael, shebi asa ma'achilasa b'tshuma. Here, an arusa bas Yisrael, when the Kohen husband has bia with her, which we're assuming means nisuin, she can eat truma. Then presumably for sure, when he's koneh her with kiddushei kesef, she should be entitled to eat truma. So Rehuda ben Misera seems to be saying that if a kohen has the ability to give his wife truma after being koneh her with bia, because we're assuming that bia accomplishes both erusin and nisuin, so then certainly when he's koneh her with kesef, he should have the ability to give her truma as well. So Rabbi Yehuda then says, "Aval mo asav, what can I do? Sharei amru chachamim, ein arusa bas Yisrael b'chalas b'shuma ad shetikanas chuppah." But I can't help it. Chazal said, "Nope, she can't have truma until she has chuppah." In other words, what he seems to be saying is that meikar din, once there is bia which accomplishes both erusin and nisuin, she can have truma. So too, when there's kesef, kenyan kesef, kedushin, she can have truma. But Chazal said no, that if there was just a kenyan kesef, she can't have truma until she enters into her husband's home through nisuin.
And this is the gezeirah, so maybe they'll
yes,
home, see, in the home of the father they'll pour.
Yes, okay. Coming up, yeah. I mean, we'll see another reason for the gezeirah also that Gemara has to discuss here. Mm-hmm. We had previously discussed that question of she might feed it to her brother, her father, but the Gemara is going to discuss another reason here coming up. So the Gemara asks, what was this Kal v'chomer Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira just mentioned? Hechidami, what's this Kal v'chomer? I bibia sh'al yedei chupa v'kesef sh'al yedei chupa. If he's talking about bia, which was accompanied by chuppah. Meaning there was chuppah and there was bia. And then, of course, she eats truma. And he's trying to prove from there that so too when there is kiddushei kesef, followed by chuppah, that she has a right to eat truma. Well, that's obvious. No one says you can't have truma if you already had chuppah and bia, chuppah and kedushei kesef. Everyone agrees that if you had kedushei kesef followed by chuppah, that she can have truma. So that can't be what he's talking about here, because he said that according to Chachamim, she can't have truma yet. So what then is he talking about? Ve'ela, ve'bia sha'al yidei chuppah, ve'kesef sh'lo yidei chuppah. It must be he's arguing that just like she can have truma when there was chuppah and bia, so too she can have truma when there was kedusha kesef with no chuppah. Maybe that's what he's arguing. So the Gemara says that can't be, because hachatarti b'hachachada, how could you make such an argument? Just because she can have truma when there was chuppah and bia, how does that prove that she can have truma when there was kedusha kesef and no chuppah? How does that make sense? El lava must be he meant like this. Bibia shelo ayde chuppa. It must be he meant that there was kedushei bia and no chuppa. Bikesef shelo ayde chuppa. And he's arguing just like she can have truma when she had kedushei bia with no chuppa, so too she can have truma when there was kedushei kesef without chuppa. So if that's what he's arguing, says him like this. I amrat bishlam nisun osa. If bia accomplishes in one fell swoop, not just erusin but even nisuin, then I understand. Mishum hachi, that's why pshitale, he was so certain that alim alei bia mekasef, that kedusha bia allows her to have truma because it accomplishes nisuin too. Whereas kesef without chuppah, he was trying to prove that it allows her to have truma. But if bia only accomplishes kedushin, then why is he any more confident that kedusha bia entitles her to truma, whereas kedusha kesef he's not sure about? So the Gemara is trying to prove, bottom line, the fact that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira brought a kavul chomer to show that if after Bia, a Bas Yisrael could have Truma, so after Kiddush HaKesef also she can have Truma, it seems like he's assuming that Bia accomplishes both Erisin and Nisuin, and that's why she's entitled to Truma, and he's deriving on the basis of comparing this to the case of a Shivcha Knanis, or by Shivcha Knanis, Bia doesn't entitle her to Truma, but Kesef does, so by an Arusa Bas Yisrael, where Kedusha Bia does entitle her to Truma because it accomplishes both Kedushin and Nisuin, so we should argue that there also Kedusha Kesef should entitle her to Truma. The bottom line is that we're trying to prove from here that Bia accomplishes not just Erisin but even Nisuin. That's what we're trying to prove. And the Gemara rejects the Raya, Amar, Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, no. La'olam Emelach. There's no raya from here that Kedusha Bia accomplishes Nisuin. It could be here that we're talking about Bia with Chuppa, meaning there was Chuppa first and Bia afterwards. And that, of course, entitles her to Truma. And we're trying to prove from there the kesef shloi de chuppa. That so too, kedusha kesef without chuppa also entitles her to truma. So the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, it's a karma. Well, you said before that can't be because hachatarti hachachada. How do you prove from a case where there's two kinyanim, chuppa and bia, that she can have truma, and so too by Kedusha Kesef, there's only one Kenyan she can have Truma. How does that work? What's the Raya? So the Gemara says, Kavachomer mi ise. There is a Kavachomer, as follows. The Shafa, this is Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira's proof. Uma Shivcha Knanis, she'ein bi'asa ma'achilasa b'truma. A Shivcha Knanis, a Kohen has be with her, it never entitles her to Truma. Afi lo'ayde chuppa, even if there was chuppa and bia, it doesn't do anything. But by Shivcha Knanis, if you pay Kesef to purchase her, without Chuppa, the Kesef alone entitles her to Truma. So Zuz, so this Eishas Ish, this Arusa Bas Yisrael, Shabiyasa Machilasa V'Truma Aydu Chuppa, where when you have both Bia and Chuppa, she could eat Truma, in Odin, it for sure should be true, that Kaspa Machilasa V'Truma V'Lo Chuppa, that being Kona her with Kedusha Kesef, should also entitle her to Truma, even without Chuppa. That's what we're arguing. Which means that there's no Raya anymore that Bia accomplishes Nisuin. It could be we're talking here in a Beit Mevaseres Kavachomer about a case where there was Chuppa and Bia. Not that Bia accomplishes Nisuin. There was both Chuppa and Bia here. So there's no Raya from here that Bia is Nisuin also. But Rabbi Beseira concludes, "Avama asa, what can I do? She'am chachamim chazal said, 'Ein arusa v'as yisrael chalas b'truma, ad she'tikanes l'chuppa.' Arusa v'as yisrael cannot eat truma until she actually enters into the chuppa. And once again, why not? Mishum d'ula, because of ula's concerns." Like I said before, Ula's concerns that if she's allowed to have Truma in her father's house, she might give her father, her brother, and they can't have Truma. Uben Bagbag, whereas Yochanan ben Bagbag, who said that an Arusa Bas Yisrael may not eat Truma even on a Doraisa level, he will say like this. Gabi Shivcha Kananis, Lushai B'Kenyana. A Kohen who purchases a Shivcha Kananis, she can eat Truma, because there's no remaining kinyan to conclude. He has acquired her completely. But hacha shai b'kinyana. But by narusa, you still have more to do. You still have nisuin. To be nisuin, right? So you can't argue, oh, I did erisin, she can have truma now. So that's why Yochanan Bagbag disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira on a deraisa level as to whether an arusa bas yisrael can have truma. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said yes. Yochanan ben Bagbag said no. Ravina says, different pshat. Midaraisa, mifshat, pshitle da achla. Everyone agrees that on a deraisa level, an arusa bas is sol kini truma. They were arguing on a drabana level. This is what they were saying. I heard that you, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, allow an arusa bas sol to eat truma, and you're not worried. You're not worried that maybe after nisuin, the husband will discover a mum and claim kedushei tos, the marriage is null and void, and then it turns out retroactively that she ate truma incorrectly. So shalach lei, so Rabbi Yehuda said, v'ata yat omekein, and you, Yochanan ben Bagbag, you are choshesh for simpon, you are choshesh for this subsequent discovery after nisuin of a mum that's going to then be mevatel the kedushin. But you're an expert in Torah. You can't darshan the kavu chomer. Namely, shivcha kananis she'ein bi'asa machilasa b'tshuma. Shivcha kananis bi'ah does not entitle her to tshuma. Kaspa machilasa b'tshuma, but purchasing her for kasef does entitle her to tshuma. V'lo chashin l'simpon, and we're not worried there that after he acquires her and she starts working for him, he's going to discover that she has this mum that prevents her from working properly, and that's going to be mevatel the purchase of her as a shivcha kananis. So zusha b'yasa machlas b'truma by an eshes ish and a rusa bas yisrael, where bia does entitle her to yitruma, en odin shakas b'machlas b'truma. So for sure, kiddush shakasa should entitle her to truma. Velo nechash l'simpon, and we should not be worried about the possibility of him finding a mum that will render the kiddushin invalid. Avamasa, what can I do? Shachamim, Shachamim, Chazal said, Arusa, Bas Yisrael, Eina, Achaz B'Truma, a Bas Yisrael cannot eat Truma after Erisin. Top of the Amid, Ad, Shetakonis, L'chupa, until she has Chupa. Not because of Simpon, but Mishum De'ula, because of Ula's concerns that she might feed her brother or her father in the home, and therefore, for that reason, she can't have Truma until she has Nisum. Okay, we're here.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Good day to all.